The state wants to build a zoo-like facility that would temporarily house the exotic animals that will be confiscated under a new state law that's about to take effect. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, Erica Pitchford of the Ohio Department of Agriculture explains why the state is looking at this option.
With the new law that goes into effect here in September, one of the duties and authorities that the bill gives the state Department of Agriculture is to seize animals that are found to be held outside of the purview of the law. So when we started thinking through, you know, what are we going to do if we have to seize somebody that has a couple of lions in their backyard and they don't have a permit or they're not meeting their permit requirements, we can't leave them there, that's a public safety issue, what are we going to do with them? You know, we looked around and thought through a number of different scenarios. We had talked about the zoos, we had talked about sanctuaries, we had talked about some wildlife areas, but in the end, we kept coming back to this idea of a single secured facility centrally located that could be easily, you know, under the control of the state veterinarian and the department.
So how much are you talking about in building this, and how big would it be, that sort of thing?
They're still working out the figures, so I don't have a dollar amount as to what it could cost, but we're looking at something that would be capable of holding dozens of animals if necessary, and we're talking about species ranging anything that is on that dangerous wild animal or restricted snake list.
Doesn't this kind of put the state in a position of being a zookeeper?
I don't know if I would refer to that, but I mean, if these animals are coming into our care and our control, we've got veterinarians on hand who will give them that care, and they will be kept here, you know, until a more permanent placement can be found with them. The ultimate goal will be to find them a better permanent placement in a sanctuary somewhere. You know, the building that we are looking at constructing will be very secure, and it will be of, you know, sufficient space for the animals to be inside, but it's not going to be an ideal long-term home. We would much rather have them in a place where they can roam around and, you know, have a little more space and a little more freedom. So I think in the end, that'll be the goal.
But are there spaces out there like that that are available? I mean, I assume that there probably aren't. You wouldn't be talking about this option if there were, right?
Right, exactly. You know, there are sanctuaries that are scattered, not many in the state, but throughout the country. But they are far apart, and they are only have, you know, space for a few animals, maybe at the most. It's really going to kind of be a means of trying to connect these animals to, you know, a better permanent long-term home. And you know, in the instance that there is the need to house a number of animals, you know, there was a concern about being able to find a placement for them quickly enough to be able to minimize the safety hazard. And that can't be done without a place to take them.
Pitchford says the cost analysis on the proposed facility is being done now. She says there is a strong sentiment that the animals that are confiscated as a result of this law should not be euthanized. The Ohio legislature would have to approve the funds for this project.